You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. If you're sitting in, which tunnel is it, Dinahan? Which tunnel is it that he's stuck in? Which one is it?
It's a presidential tunnel.
The presidential tunnel? Which, I don't even know, because he didn't say, he just said he's in a tunnel. He's stuck in the tunnel, is not moving. If you are sitting in, it's got to be the Lincoln Tunnel, right?
I imagine so.
If you are stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel and not moving, somewhere among the cars not moving is Bart Scott. So just so you understand, like this is what I mean by relatable, right? This is what they want to be, relatable. If you're dealing with it right now and you are mad you can't move, you just can't move, don't worry about it because...
Can't wait.
Neither can he.
Oh, he's going to have to wait.
He's just stuck waiting too. So Bart's there. He'll get here when he gets here. We want him to take it slow and be safe, of course, but we'll hold it down for you right now. So you got Han Solo and I've got you at 800-919-3776. And I put a poll up on Twitter that I think all of you, I need reaction to. And this will be the question of the day, so feel free to call in as well. You can vote, but call in. And it's very simply this. If you had to put your money, you had no choice, had to put your money on one thing happening in January, February of 2025. That's it. You have to put your money in. You have to pick one of these. Nothing else. Gun to your head, as they say. Which would it be? You ready? I'm going to give you two choices. Aaron Rodgers wins the vice president's seat and is in the White House. The parade is in D.C. Or, because remember, the inauguration is in January. Or your other choice is that Aaron Rodgers leads the Jets to win the Super Bowl. And that parade, Canyon of Heroes. In February, you have two choices. You can't say neither. That's not an option. The most likely of the unlikely things to happen in the next year. One of these things. Which one would you say, all right, this got to be this one. Now, this story has taken on a life that we all knew it would take on because that's what happens in today's media. This is what we do. We have fun with it. That's what most people are doing. You just heard Greeny. Greeny is he's apoplectic, but he's also laughing about it too because he's a Jets fan and he gets it. He understands only the Jets. This only happens to the Jets, right? But I also can't help it as somebody who spent the time that I spent as a sports writer in the actual field of journalism. And I look at this and I just shake my head and I say, we are a bunch of fools. You're all fools. All of us, myself included. Every one of us, fools. You know why? Because before today, did you give a rat's you know what about RFK Jr.? Did you even think twice about him? Did you even wonder? I wonder who's running as an independent this year. No. Most people don't. But how does he get some free publicity? How does he get people to start Googling his name, his campaign, and all the policies that he's going to be putting out there in the world if he unlikely wins? How does he do it? Well, I got to get myself a running mate that's going to attract attention. Who attracts attention? Aaron Rodgers. Because you know who are the names on this list? The other names that he's so-called considering is Jesse Ventura. Now, Jesse Ventura has already been in politics. He has been, you know, relatively famous, infamous at times. There he is, Bart Scott.
I ain't got time to believe.
So he has, again, Jesse Ventura, this whole part of this thing is like everybody's just going to go, meh, all right, yeah, it's him. Yeah, okay. If I told you Mike Rowe, remember Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs? I actually love him. I think he's, you know, smart, does great stuff. That show was great. He's another name on the list. Another person who is famous, but not as famous as Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So now it's Aaron Rodgers and the entire corner, this gigantic, where would you put sports media among media? Is it just below politics? Is it below entertainment? Whatever it is.
It's above entertainment.
It's almost in the top three when it comes to powerful media and the influence it can have.
And if you let athletes talk about politics, oh, that's a whole nother thing.
Lightning rod. So let's just make it clear. We are, and I'm going to quote the great movie network. We are in the boredom killing business. And this, my friends, is exactly what RFK Jr. wants. He wants us talking about it. He wants us wondering this and that. But he wants you also Googling it. He wants you looking it up.
I refuse to.
Now, all of a sudden, all the clicks and all the views and all the attention for a guy that, what was he pulling at? 12%? Like, way behind the other two. It's an independent. I mean, his own family ain't going to vote for him.
Right.
His own family is like, so again,
it's crazy.
Take that for what it's worth, as now we'll spend the rest of the show discussing it with you. Mm-mm. Because it's the Jets.
I don't want
it. And because it's Rodgers. And it's
him.
All that stuff.
I don't want him. I was in Madison Square Garden last night. I don't want him.
Yeah.
There's
plenty more to talk about, as we know, but this is going to dominate.
I don't
because
want
this is what everybody's talking about.
I don't want him. Why? Why? Is this a real story?
Like I said, because this
Why?
Is the machine.
No.
This is what we do.
No.
So I'll tell you what then. If you're saying no, Bart.
I want to talk about this crap, man.
All right. If you're saying no.
It's too much real sports stuff going on.
Well,
in
this is real sports if you think about it.
Man, that dude ain't running for no. Come on. Stop it.
Okay. I want
he
people.
He said he want to play 3 more years.
All right. You want to put the show in the hands of the listeners?
Yes.
This is how you do
yes,
it.
Yes. Yes.
If you want us talking about it, call us. If you don't want us to talk about it, call and tell us. Don't do it. That's how we have to do this. Because I'm telling you, they just spent 2 hours on Greeny doing it. It was talked about on Get Up. It's being talked about all over the place. It is everything. The New York Times, the Washington Post. These are actual stories. They're running these stories.
They're falling for
the banana. This is the machine, and exactly that. We are suckers.
We just gave, this dude $500 million worth of free.
If you think Aaron Rodgers this is walking away from football to lose a campaign that he will not come close to winning, you're out of your mind.
This is like Kanye sitting in front of Taylor Swift's suite with the mask on, getting free publicity off of her. He just grabbed that coattail, found out where she was.
Yeah, and Rodgers is fine with it because it puts him into a conversation later in his life, maybe he'll return.
It's fun to him. You know what I mean?
But we're all suckers. Everybody falling for this, right? All of us. And I'm included.
We're a lollipop.
We're all suckers.
This dude just put his whole life, quality of life on the line by trying to come back earlier and be maniacal in his preparation and getting prepared to come back to try and play in the same season in which he tore his Achilles to try and do something that's never been done before. He's going to throw all that out of the window, plus the amount of money, so he can go, you know, do a dog and pony show. I'm not here for that, man. That's a waste of my time, waste of my oxygen. If this was a day where there wasn't so many other things going on, when you talk about sports, free agency, official free agency, free official signings, the Knicks, you know, OG going OG, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not looking like it's no problems with the elbow. I mean, I think he went a little extra with the kinesiology tape. I mean, okay, we know you're hurt. Let's not try and impress us with these cool variations. Come on, stop.
I'll tell you what,
that.
I did flinch when he went to dunk the one time. Hey, I was like, hang on, don't hang on the rim.
Off the spin dunk.
But he looked pretty good.
Off the spin dunk.
He did.
Man, it's too much good stuff. Listen, the Knicks could be back, man. Like, this is just mission half complete. This is like Voltron.
Sounds like Julius Randle's getting a lot closer. It sounds like Mitchell Robinson getting a lot
this
closer.
This is Voltron, and only one leg came up. The yellow tiger, remember Voltron before Power Rangers swagger jacked and act like they created the whole robot going together before Optimus Prime and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? It was Voltron. And they had the yellow cat. They just got the yellow cat, the green cat on the left side. Now they need to get the right side together with Julius Randle and Mitchell Robinson. And whoa, what does that look like?
Mm. Now, here's something about this whole thing again. Like I said.
Oh, God.
No. Like I said, this from the very beginning, this whole thing is obviously a publicity stunt and a brilliant one.
Why is it brilliant? It's only brilliant because we've fallen for it.
Exactly. It's brilliant because it works, not because it's something anybody likes. It's not going to do anything to the quality of your life. Nothing. But when you're in PR, it ain't about that.
Yeah,
about the attention that a story that no one will want to pay attention to suddenly gets.
He didn't go Patrick Mahomes. He didn't go Lamar Jackson. He went with the New York quarterback.
Well, there's that, but it's also because it's Aaron Rodgers, and we all know, again, he's a guy that's not afraid to say things that are against the grain for what most people want to believe.
Why wouldn't he just go Jason Kelce? He could have got some juice with Jason
Kelce.
But
once again,
Jason
Kelce doesn't rock with him. I'm talking about, you know, Rodgers clearly will rock with something like this. We know that. Okay, so it is on brand. It's very much on brand. So that's what makes it believable. See him do this.
Remind me of that movie Bullsworth.
Yeah,
Warren Beatty.
There you go.
Like, come on, man.
That's exactly what this is about. But that's my point. But then you get this. Like, we already got one tweet. If he shaves votes from Biden, I'm cool with it.
You see
what I mean?
Yeah, but normally, all right, well, let's let Kanye run and take some from Trump.
But that's the other problem, is you don't know who he's taking votes from.
All right, Kanye, Kanye is like on the Trump side. Let's get, you know, remember Make America, all that stuff. Let's get Kanye in this thing then. He got a number one album. He needs some free publicity. Let's get Kanye in there too.
That's the way it goes. It's just like I said, it's the way it goes. It is maddening. It's like the minute I heard it, I just facepalmed. I literally facepalmed and went,
But this ain't Rodgers'
fault.
Now
we're going to have to talk about something like this, which we all know is never happening.
Yeah, this ain't Rodgers' fault.
And it doesn't matter. No, I'm not blaming Aaron. He's all about this stuff. This is on brand. It's us.
What I'm saying is he didn't bring this up.
It's us. We are doing this.
Oh, you know.
Because we have to.
The Holy Trinity would have been if today was Tuesday. We'd had an emergency Aaron Rodgers.
McAfee?
Yeah, we'd had an emergency Aaron Rodgers call in.
Well, who's to say he doesn't jump on today?
From the hole.
Anakin.
It was just such a surreal moment when I was on the RFK Bridge listening to Greeny talk about this. I thought to myself,
is this your uncle or your dad? Your uncle or your dad.
Come on, man.
You're making a mockery of
it. It is just, it's maddening. But, you know, again, we're going to leave this in your hands because, you know, the leaders of the station are like, oh, we gotta ride this, we gotta roll with this, and I looked like, do we?
Right.
Because
How about we be the only people that don't rock with this?
We are stupid to believe any of this. We are. We're all suckers. This happens all the time. This is what politics is today. Grab attention, even negative attention. At least it gets you talking about them. And now there's going to be some of you that Google this. Well, what are his beliefs? What's his platform? What's he believe in? That's exactly what he wants.
He's anti-vaxxer.
Cheap way to become relevant. And we have to because he's the Jets quarterback. Oh. We have to.
Let Ross Perot run again.
But I'm going to let... Can I finish? But I'll leave it up to you. Because if you're like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about it. I agree with you. This is stupid. I'll listen to you on this one because the customer's always right. 800-919-3776.
Hey, Raphael Saadiq. We going to play that coming back to...
Okay.
I know it ain't soft rock, but you know what I'm saying? It's a little neo-soul. Raphael Saadiq. Let me be your customer.
Mike in Maryland, start us off, Mike.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
Con, we can't be talking about this mess after that big win by the Knicks last night.
I'm just saying. Sanity.
That was hot garbage on Sunday. They're a different squad with OG back, man. Let's talk about the Knicks.
I'm 13-2 with him in the lineup. Those are numbers that I could really believe in.
I'm ready to give OG an extension, man. Pay the man his money.
Well, he's going
to
get paid this summer.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Mike. See, your vote is in, Mike. Your vote has been heard.
It's been counted.
Nobody wants to hear about this.
It's been hand counted.
Hector in Queens. Hector.
Hey, guys. Absolutely not. This is total BS. This is La La Land type garbage. I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about the Knicks, baby. We back, baby. Also, Bart, if you could touch on, not now, but maybe later in the show, how the Steelers defense is matching up against the Baltimore defense, that would be great. Thank you.
Oh, good. They want to talk about Patrick Quisling.
Mm. Good. Yeah.
Well, Patrick Queen, listen, I think I would have went better with Devin White. Like, Patrick Queen was a a beneficiary of playing next to Raekwon Smith and all the other, you know, war daddies they had before.
Yeah, you said that.
Because they had to bring back Patrick Queen was supposed to be Raekwon Smith. Mm-hmm. They drafted him first to replace and be the next great middle linebacker, mm-hmm. and he was failing miserably. And, you know, if he goes to Pittsburgh and they're asking him to make the calls and make the checks, that's not what he do. He got to be like an uncaged dog. He has to be Quincy Williams.
Right.
You have
high
to
motor.
He needs a CJ Mosley.
Okay.
Because too much responsibility making the checks. That's a leadership position. Close left.
Is that what he's going to have to do in Pittsburgh now?
Probably. Yeah. Ooh. He the lead dog.
So he can get exposed.
They were Miles Jack that came out from being upset. He retired to want to be a plumber and came back. They were to Miles Jack.
Yeah.
And so they were in a worse way. Now, is he a talented player? Yes. But he is not a guy that you want to come in and say, come out, give him the call in the helmet, come out, have to make the close call. Somebody goes in motion, going from deuce right to pack left. He loses all concept of what's happening in front of him because now he's communicating. So now he doesn't see the simple pictures mm-hmm. of the motion, the guard sitting back, because he's so concerned with having to say what the close call is and the check is. But with that money, it's going to come with that, and that's not his strength.
800-919-3776. Tons of calls. We're going to let you have the voice. Alberto in South Florida. Alberto.
What's up, Allen Hahn?
What's up?
Bart Scott. What's up, my guys?
What it do, baby?
God bless you guys, man. Yeah, listen, man. This is all blasphemy. This is all big BS.
Yep.
There's no way that Aaron Rodgers is going to leave the Jets.
Hell no. Yeah, let me walk away president. From $30 million to make $250,000.
You know,
stop
hey, it. Alberto, exactly. Alberto, you know how they shut that stuff up? Sign Calvin Ridley today.
Oh.
Sign Calvin Ridley today. Shut all this mess
exactly,
up.
Exactly. Let's get Ridley in here. Let's go try to get, you know what I'm saying, Troy Smith from the Dallas Cowboys, free agent. Let's go take care of that and make sure we focus on that.
Yep.
First and foremost, I don't believe RFK is going to become president as an independent candidate. So I really don't believe that fast for me. So we just need to focus on football, and let's talk about the Knicks because the Knicks is back. That's what we gotta do today.
I appreciate y'all, bro.
You know, how you gonna say they back and not hit us with a bing bong?
Yeah, you gotta go bing bong.
Bing bong.
There it is. All right, the bing bong. I like that.
Bing bong.
Nick in Connecticut. Nick.
You. All right, now what up?
You.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, definitely. This Aaron Rodgers stuff is hot garbage. Shouldn't even be talked about on the radio. Just a waste of our time. There's so much stuff going on with NFL free agency and the Knicks. And to waste the time talking to this about RFK, I don't even care if it's JFK. Don't talk about politics on sports radio. This guy's just a clown, Rodgers, for even, you know, throwing this idea out.
It's not Rodgers.
See, again,
it's,
Rick, I don't think it's Aaron.
It's the politician. Aaron ain't got nothing to do with this.
He's got a relationship with the guy, and the guy's like, I want to consider you for VP. And Aaron's like, yeah, I'll listen to
you. Yeah, I want to take a $100 million pay cut.
Stop. $100 million?
Yeah, right there. He should have been like, listen, bro, just keep my name out your mouth and try to do nothing with yourself. Yeah,
it's better for his future. I'm telling you, because if he has future political aspirations, this doesn't hurt him.
His future aspirations hosting Thank Jeopardy, you, man. We hosting Jeopardy, B.
I don't know.
Big Bang Theory is she really good? Little Baby Blossom.
What? What was that?
What? They got rid of Blossom?
Yeah, Maya Bialik I don't think is on the show anymore.
Wow.
She was amazing,
man. I don't know where we're going with that.
Well, she's making too much money from the Big Bang Theory. No, you see, back in the day, she used to be Blossom. She left, and she's really a neuroscientist.
Oh,
or
yes.
Or a rocket scientist.
I know who you're talking about.
And then she took over. She was on the Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Then she the one who did Jeopardy.
Right.
For
I remember
a while.
That. Yep.
Yeah, but she's really smart in real life.
Yes.
Nobody knew Blossom was a rocket scientist in real life.
Well, I don't know if Blossom was a rocket scientist.
No, that was her character. I don't know people's real name. I talk about the character that
but
they have.
Blossom at the time was.
Or no, not Blossom. Was it Punky Brewster? She was all Punky Brewster.
That
right?
was not. Yeah,
Mayim Bialik was Blossom.
Blossom,
yes.
Not Punky Brewster.
Yes.
That was completely different.
Alan is saying is
when she was Blossom,
she was not
a rocket
scientist.
Listen, if Thiel become the vice president, I'm still gonna call his ass Thiel. And I love you because you're my dad, son. That was the dumbest thing I ever had. One of the greatest scenes, most iconic scenes from Thiel on The Cosby Show, son. Listen, to me, you always are my favorite character, you. I don't call Tiny Zeus Lester Tiny Zeus Lester. I call him Debo.
Debo.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't call Cat Williams. I call him Money Mike.
Can we talk to people?
Yeah, let's talk to Craig and Dayton.
This is the whole idea, is that we're being told, right? Oh, no, this is a big story you got to talk about. Got to talk about it. And I'm saying, I don't know if the people want
to
hear this.
I'm giving no brain power to this.
I want to take this story and do what I would have done if I was an editor in a newspaper, crumble it up and throw it in the garbage. Like, this is ridiculous.
Say, trash.
I'm not wasting my
trash.
Valuable real estate on fiction just because it's entertaining. Josh in Brooklyn.
Yo, let me tell you, I literally didn't listen to Greeny today because they were talking about this. Nobody wants to hear this, bro. I was about to, Tom, you open with this. I was getting ready to cut you off, man. I want to hear Bart's story about him getting stuck in the tunnel.
Oh, that's coming.
I don't want to hear.
He's going daylight. He was Sylvester Stallone in daylight.
I start breathing hard. I start thinking in a day.
Bart was about to come firing out of the spout any minute.
Hey, I'm looking at like, how long have I been in the tunnel and how far am I? So if something happens, do I run forward or do I run backwards?
Good thing you had cell service.
Yeah, I'm like, do I run?
Oh, yeah. Where were you? When you see the marker in the tunnel and it tells you how far you are from each exit, don't you look at it like, a long way for me to run.
I start hyperventilating. I'm like, if I get out of this car, everybody behind me going to die because they can't drive forward. But the hell with them. I got to get it right.
It's only Jets fans, man. It's only the Jets that happens to, bro.
You know what?
It's
who's happy? But you know who loves this story and wants it to continue?
Let's go get Phil Simms.
Who wants this story? Who is somebody?
Get his old ass. He got politician hair.
Thank you, Josh. Let me ask you this. If there is one entity that loves this story and is begging everybody in New York to focus on this and only this, who is it?
Don't say Woody.
No.
Okay.
Who do you think it is? Come on, Bart. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. Who do you think it is?
Okay, rephrase the question.
Who is it?
Garrett Cole.
The Yankees.
Garrett Cole's like, yes!
The Yankees right now are sitting in those offices going like, thank God for Aaron Rodgers. Thank God for this. We can wait another 4 or 5 days before we tell you Garrett Cole's done for the season. We don't have to release this information now at all.
No, we won't.
They've already forgotten about Aaron Judge. It's the other Aaron. He's making headlines. Keep talking about it.
I want answers.
A-Ron.
I want answers.
Hal Steinbrenner is like, I'll vote for you.
I want answers.
I'll vote for that guy.
They properly endorse him. Like the New York Yankees,
the Yankees
endorse.
Fully endorse RFK.
It's time for a change. Right, what?
Like, it's just so preposterous and stupid, and yet we're like, oh, my God. How could – like, I love Hembo. Hembo looked up on the CBA. If you can play football while running for office – he's like, yeah, I went to the CBA. Like, it's crazy amount of research people are doing on this.
Like
it's not going to happen.
Like Hembo, stop. I understand it if this was a light news day.
No. I love Hembo. I just think it's funny that he went to that effort to do it. But all of us, like, please, as fans, this is such a preposterous thing. Don't be mad at Aaron. Just be mad at the machine. They are using us to make you care about something that you shouldn't care about.
Don't hate the player.
Hate the game.
Hate the game, mate.
Andrew in Jersey, Andrew.
Fellas, what's going on? How
what's
we doing?
What's happening? Good.
Look, first of all, I just want to say I love your show. I'll be honest. I listen to the other station mornings and afternoons, but I'm dialed into y'all. So
that's what right, I'm talking about.
We got to keep you here.
Come get your ribbon flabbing and red dot 80 over here, baby.
Yeah, we got to keep you here, though, now, Andrew.
You're going to keep me here. You are the only person in the media in New York right now, sports, politics, news, with a functioning brain cell. Everything you said is completely spot on.
Scary.
This is called politics.
Yes.
There are people right now. There's somebody in sports media who didn't know who RFK was.
What?
An adult in the media and not know who RFK is. Well, guess what? Now everybody does.
Yep.
When we talk about Aaron Judge, Garrett Cole, and the fact that my Giants had a great day, you know, the past 2 days. I mean, can we just get back to that? I just wanted to say that, Alan. I love it.
Yeah, they got a little, brother,
Giants
got
right
a little bit more work
to
do,
it, Andrew.
Yeah. You say you be bouncing back and forth, man. Like,
stay with us.
Like your native son is under attack, man. I've never seen Tiki get attacked by so many different people. Like, this is going all the way to Joy Taylor. I'm like, damn.
He was kidding.
He just playing. But listen.
But well, you've been in this.
Left us high and dry.
You have been in this crosshair too, though. You make a joke and everybody thinks you're serious.
He was tongue-in-cheek and then people just jump on it, man. They assaulted my guy over there, man. They assaulted my guy.
I heard it live. You know, I'm 38, so I love Tiki growing up. I'm a season ticket holder. I was sour on him early, I've loved him on the radio since. He was tongue-in-cheek with it. It's whatever. But look,
it got live because Saquon said something.
Well, let's not forget how he left the Giants, okay? He kind of quit to work in the media, which is fine.
Tiki? Yeah. Yeah.
Bart,
he did leave.
Tiki's a brother.
We need some linebackers, bro. Can you play?
But no. Y'all got O'Kara KKK. Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Listen,
O'Kara K's okay.
I got a name for you.
Oh.
David Joseph. I mean,
Who? You went to three different people,
Tampa,
right there.
Tampa, because they need the older guy.
Look, I'll take Linval Joseph back, yeah, too. I never wanted to lose him back to the Vikings.
No. I don't know why I can't get his name. It's Devin White. They need the other Joseph because he's cheap. Yeah. He's older. They get Devin. He costs too much money. Devin White costs too much money.
Well, we got plenty to get to on the Giants. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate you, man. Stay with us now. I mean, you see,
I've been where Tiki's been.
Yeah, I know you have.
Like, this is like some, like Bart said about T. Higgins.
But you see what happens in our business. Yes. This is, again, another lesson, everybody. Stop being suckers. Why do you think these morons do crazy crap on the air and say dumb things that you know are dumb? And then it makes you mad because he said it. You know why he says it? Not because he believes it. Because he knows you're going to react.
Kind of like me.
That's the machine.
Kind of like me talking about the Burrows last week.
Yeah. What you did there. Yeah. But that's what you do. Like, you understand, people get so caught up in this stuff. And it's like, what do you think's happening right now? Why would this guy want a quarterback who currently is playing in the NFL? Why, oh, why would he want to put him on his list of vice presidents, along with a guy who was on a popular television show and another guy who was a wrestler? Why are we putting these guys? You're a politician. Wouldn't you want somebody with some freaking experience in the business? No. I want a big name because it'll draw attention. That's what you want. Suckers.
I'm offended that you just said that Jesse DiBiaVentura is one of our greatest actors in all the world.
He was a very good actor, too.
I ain't got time to bleed.
I liked him better as an actor. But still, like, just understand, this is what we do. So we serve you, by the way, the listener. And that's why we're doing this. 800-919-3776.
I like that.
If you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. But if you don't, tell us what you'd rather talk about and we'll discuss it with you. Because, yes, the Knicks won last night. OG's back. They looked great.
I was in the building. I think I'm the good luck charm.
Patrick Mahomes, once again, creating cap space for the Chiefs. The three-peat's on, baby.
Oh, what are they doing? Just getting more money? Just getting them more money?
Yeah, of course. Sauce Gardner with some interesting things to say that is not Rodgers-related.
Mm.
And then the Giants are now sitting in a situation where, okay, you've done some work on day one, but there's still some holes to fill.
Yeah.
Justin Fields is still out there.
Go get him, Jets.
And, oh, speaking of
just
Jets.
Just in case Aaron Rodgers goes to run for politics.
Speaking of Jets.
Oh.
Is this thing on? Is this working?
Oh, no.
Hello, Jets?
Hey, listen.
Anybody home?
When you don't hear anything, that's because you're looking for a big fish.
Yeah. Well, something needs to happen sooner rather than later.
You want a bass or you want a tuna.
So we got tons of calls to get to. Like I said, this show's for you. We are not going to force a topic on you that you don't want to listen to and that, as Bart made it clear, he don't want to talk about. We have to talk about it in some way, and we have. But we'll do it our way with you. Stay with us. Bart and Han. But first, bet on the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel every Thursday with TNT Thursdays. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account, you'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any NBA on TNT game. NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. And you have – like, Suns-Celtics is a very interesting game, especially if the Suns are fully healthy. Could it be an NBA Finals matchup? I don't think so. But still, probably take the over. However you want to play, just head to FanDuel.com/Allen and bet on the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay with TNT Thursdays. That's FanDuel.com/Allen. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and older and physically present in New York, minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. He's already the QB. Could he also be the VP? Reports are that RFK Jr. is considering Aaron Rodgers as a possible running mate for his vice president. Earlier this morning on DPH and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave said, man, that Aaron Rodgers, he's an interesting dude.
his NFL career will not go on forever, right? Maybe a year, maybe two. He says maybe even three.
Same four, maybe.
Can't we revisit him running for public office in 2028 when he's probably done with the NFL?
Yeah, but I don't know if this opportunity presents itself then. This is like, this feels like one of those things that, you know, has, you know, has the opportunity potentially happen now, and who knows what it looks like, you know, 4 years from now.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Baritone in Queens. What's up, Baritone?
My guys, what's going on?
What's happening, man?
I'm only concerned about JFK renovations. That's all. Anything associated with Kennedy. So I'm associated. I mean,
not here with that. And make sure my flights ain't delayed going up out of the airport. You know what I'm saying, son?
Exactly. But I want to ask you about two things. Han, do you think Precious is going to be coming off playing center? The fact that OG is back. And, Bart, I want to ask you a football question regarding Chase Young.
All right, let me ask you this. So you asked me is about Achua becoming the backup center?
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw that. You saw that last night. He was coming in for Hartenstein. And that's a good move because, you know, Hart and Ananobi are really like interchangeable parts. So he started them together, which is, you know, again, you'll see that now. But you can move them all around in the rotation. Achua is excellent as a backup center, and that's where he'll be while Mitchell Robinson is still not available. So that's, you know, that I think you're going to see that. And I thought Achua was fantastic last night in limited minutes. He still gave you 14-9 and a couple of blocks. So.
Gives you like a Draymond Green type of
He just gives you another guy that can defend.
He's small though, right?
He's got long arms, makes the difference. He had a great block shot on one drive. But what'd you want to ask, Bart, now?
I was there.
Chase Young, why is he not being called? Is it his motor?
Yep. Stop right there. Remember the game where they won against Green Bay, but they gave up a bunch of yards? His want to... That's why they were willing to move on from him. You saw immediately as soon as Montez Sweat got to the Bears, they paid him up. He didn't show them enough. They gave up a high draft pick for him only to say, you know what, we good. Like, you can go ahead and test free agency. They'll take him back on 10 cents on the dollar maybe, but, like, he's a guy that you know, you have to question like his want to. And whenever you have to do that, man, that's the trouble.
One more question, Bart. Now, Tyrod Taylor, right?
Yep.
What's the rationale of them signing him? The fact that he, all right, he got hurt when, you know, they played the Jets. So if he played for us, he won't get hurt. Because when he was in Cleveland, he got hurt. Giants. And then I think when he was in Buffalo. Am I right?
Yeah, he's been hurt everywhere he went. The one in, with the Chargers was medically, like he was getting a IV. They punctured his lung. You know, I think they were giving him an IV or something like that. Or they were doing something. They punctured his lung. That wasn't his fault. But also, you got to think that Joe Douglas comes from the Ravens. He's known about Tyrod Taylor for a long time. He played, you know, he was pretty much Tyler Huntley. I wish they would have got Tyler Huntley, you know what I mean, try to find a way to get him, you know, from Baltimore. But, you know, Tyrod Taylor is just a professional backup.
Okay, can I break in here?
Can't wait.
Breaking
news. We'll leave you on, Baritone, for this. Adam Schefter right. reporting that the Ravens are sending Morgan Moses to the Jets.
Yes, he's coming back home, baby. That's our right tackle, baby.
Fourth round pick swap. The Ravens also get a sixth round pick in this thing.
He shouldn't have never left.
He was good with the Jets.
He shouldn't have never left. You know what that means, baby?
What?
Vera Tucker, right guard. We got Simpson.
Still got to get a left tackle.
Now it's time to move up to Joe Alt.
Vera Tucker stays at right guard. Moses, right. Now you've put him in the right tackle. Tippmann at center. The guy they just brought in, Simpson, will be your left guard. Yes. Now you're just looking for...
Now you're going to get
and
Joe
And then Bakhtiari
Alt.
Will be here, of course.
No, but I'm going to get Joe Alt in the draft.
But I'm saying Bakhtiari is going to be a depth left tackle. He's going to be on this team. I'm telling you right now.
Or
he's going to be Secretary of Defense. One or the other.
No, what I'm saying is, or... You go get a doomsday.
Excuse me? Doomsday?
I'm just playing. Okay, listen. If you're able to go get a guy like Donovan Smith, somebody like that, not because Vera Tucker.
Oh, yes. Not Tyron Smith, but the Donovan Smith who wants to come back and play, you know, for the Jets. It means a lot to him, all that stuff.
Because that's a good offensive line right there. Bring Bakhtiari in as a emergency backup.
Yeah. Give you some minutes here and there, but not going to play full time.
Then, bruh. I might have to go and draft the tight end from Georgia.
Oh, damn. Put a fourth tight end in the room?
And then go get Hollywood Brown. And then say, holla at my offense.
You would do
no,
that?
No. I'm trading Conklin.
Oh, I see. Conklin wasn't bad, though.
He's not bad.
But see, that's almost like that's not a need.
No.
Why wouldn't you still go for, trade up for a tackle?
No. If the left tackle isn't there.
Moe's a good pickup. This is a good pickup.
He shouldn't have never left. He was here with us.
He was one guy that actually was functional two years ago.
He's been a staple, and they went with Fant.
Right, which was not a good idea.
This is huge. So they got now they got their right tackle, but that secures Vera Tucker back at guard.
Pro Football Focus, Morgan Moses, 84.6 PFF grade since 2020.
He was deep-balling.
His 88.4 run-blocking grade during that time ranked sixth. Among all tackles. So he has performed well. Ira in Staten Island loves this. What's up, Ira?
Oh, no, I love this. This is actually, besides getting Taylor, who I always liked, this excites me. And you know what? It wasn't the Jets' fault that he left. It was something that I'm not getting into. But the Jets had no control of why he left.
Okay.
And I'm glad he's back. And you know what? I kind of lean towards where Bart is. I would go get a Donovan Smith right now because, let's face it, if you look at the so-called experts about these tackles, except for the first two tackles, most of them are projected for the right side. So I don't want to be pressured into taking like the third best tackle or the fourth best tackle in the draft, and I'm certainly not trading up because I don't have too many picks. So to be honest with you, if I could get Donovan Smith now, you know, maybe pay a little more than you have to, and then you could go draft a receiver or draft that tight end, I'm totally on board. I think that it clearly is a significant upgrade on the offensive side of the ball, except for the offensive coordinator.
Now, what I'm saying is, like, now and what you're doing is you're putting veteran guys that you don't have to project because they have a body of work. Like, Simpson is a mauler.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They talk about, you know, the first play they said where he, you know, straight back somebody on the first play, and they told him that he was going to go there, and that was going to be the first run to set the tone. So now they got people that can run the ball for Breece Hall and open up holes for Breece Hall. And if Vera Tucker can get back, now Tippmann, This gives you options, because if you say, hey, I'm not paying all this money for Calvin Ridley, you can say, you know what, I'll go get the rookie, and I'll have a dynamic rookie next to Garrett Wilson. You know, because now if you can go get the receiver from Washington, he may be there at 10. Because four quarterbacks are going to be gone. So it's or what if neighbors fall to you?
Now, it's interesting because, again, the two guys that they got, Moses and Simpson, were Ravens.
I thought they were going to get Zeitler.
Yeah. Another one. Yeah.
Three of the starting players for the Ravens
there
are gone.
There you go. All right. So, again, Joe Douglas is piece by piece trying to fill some of the holes on this roster.
I love Morgan Moses.
I know you did. You've always talked about how much they've missed him. Okay, we'll continue with your calls at 800-919-3776.
And he's cheap.
Yes, and he's cheap.
Because he's under contract.
Lots of calls to get to. Stay with us. Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN, 800-919-3776 is the number. You know what we got to do here, Bart? It's that time of year. A little Tormund update driven by Nissan. As, you know, we continue to have now a lot of the conference championships are going on right now.
Yeah, man.
And
conference championships are the funnest part, man. Like the joy winning conference championships, the Cinderellas for the conference championships get the automatic bid. Amazing.
Yeah, you absolutely love it, right? And obviously the ACC is going on right now. We had Gonzaga lost yesterday.
This is their first down year in probably 20 years.
Yeah, you know what? Well, St. Mary's has always been sort of like, you know, that thorn in
their
side.
That's not Sister Jean, is it?
No, it isn't. Oh, that's Loyola. That's in Chicago. This is St. Mary's.
Such attention.
And yeah, this is 69.
I don't call attention, but she's a sister.
The West Coast Conference Championship game, and St. Mary's actually beat Gonzaga 69-60. Gonzaga's ranked 17th. You would think, you know, they'll probably... Right, they should be still a tournament team, but
don't everybody get in now? On reputation and fan base alone, Gonzaga get in.
Maybe, I don't know. It's a good question, but still, right now we've got halftime. ACC tournament is going on right now, the second round, and you've got Virginia Tech and Florida State, and that's 37-36 at the half. A live game that's happening right now. Okay, that is a tournament update driven by Nissan. We'll obviously be giving you those throughout the show and throughout the coming weeks, coming at you with all the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster at the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today. And again, on the NFL side of things, free agency, when does free agency now, like, because this was the legal tampering?
You're going to sign today.
So what is today? Is today like
yeah,
now
you can... You're going to see people putting it pen
all
right. paper.
So we are at that point. Well, for
but
the
look
Jets...
Look at this. We're already in pro day time.
Georgia's we're doing pro days. Day
today. Yeah. And look at our potential tight end.
Brock Bowers down in Georgia.
Weapon.
Yeah. And he's the...
Well, he's not running out of his hamstrings, hurt. He's not working out.
People say that he's just going to be a special one, though, but...
He's the next, like, George Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you can get that, would you rather have, like, a Tyler Boyd or would you rather have a guy like that? Like, in today's NFL, the mm-hmm. tight end is the biggest mismatch. And the teams that have those type of tight ends.
Has the tight end almost become more valuable than a running back?
Yes.
Right? Like, it's become more useful because it's like adding a receiver, but also somebody that should, in most cases, be able to block. But it's having that big target receiver in the middle of the field that is so valuable in matchups with linebackers and everything else. And
it happened. It started with Antonio Gates.
Yep.
Then it went to like Jimmy Graham. Mm-hmm. Then Travis Kelce.
Well,
it was always Tony Gonzalez and Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk.
Like, was... And it's only like it's like 5 or 6 unicorns.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right now. I don't know if you can say T.J. Hockenson is one.
Well, he's
but
excellent.
He tore his ACL, Laporta.
Laporta.
Right? You can say, of course, Kittle.
Mm-hmm. Falcons.
No, he's not. They couldn't find a way to get him the ball. They were talking about he was on a trade market. Now, I expect him under Raheem Morris to be that type of weapon.
Okay.
But I guess you can go, who else you can go? Like, and then you got the secondary guys like Gesicki and those guys, Dallas Goedert.
Still good.
Yeah. But, like, those are the special ones, and they're saying that he's the special one.
Okay, yeah. There's something to watch in the draft. I mean, again, if you're a team that needs that, and the Jets don't necessarily need it.
Well, he's a receiver,
but
too.
He's in that range. Yeah, he's in that range where they'd be.
Remember, last time we were balling around here, it was a guy named Dustin Keller that was eating up the middle of the field.
Yeah. Well, so again, on the Jets side of things, Adam Schefter reporting, if you're just joining us, that the Jets have made another move to take a lineman from the Ravens.
This is a good move. And
Morgan
they
Moses
didn't take it. They gave it to him.
Back.
Because when you trade, that means you was like, you wanted to do right. Y'all working with each other.
Okay. Yeah, because it was a swap of 4th-round picks, and then the Ravens also get a 6th-round pick in this swap. So, but they get him back, and he was good for them a couple of years ago, and
should've
they certainly
left.
Need it. So it also, putting him on the right side, allows them to now move Vera Tucker back to his normal right
guard.
So
now your
guard,
now your guards are thugs.
Guards are, yep.
Because what's the read on Simpson? He's a bruiser in the run game. And what's Vera Tucker? He's an athletic bruiser in the run game.
Yep. Yeah.
So now I feel real good about 4.
Allows Tippmann to stay at center, which is kind of what he came into the league as.
I feel good about 4 good linemen on that side.
Just need you need an everyday left tackle who is a high end.
What if you can get Joe Alt?
And if you can move up in the draft.
I'll give up my...
They got to be calling the Chargers, right? I mean, they're all friends.
Those are peoples.
That's your peoples. I know what I would do. I'd be calling just saying, well, what are you going to win with the 5? Let's be honest. Like, if you're looking for a right tackle, you can get him at 10.
Yeah.
So let's do something here. Help me help you.
We'll get you next year, sir. Like, come on, man. Like, bruh. Like, Chad, you was just in his office 2 months ago, man. Eric, we grew up together.
Right.
Joe Ortiz, we grew up together, man. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. It's me, Joe, baby. Help a brother out, man. My ass is against the wall.
You make it sound like he's begging at this point.
Yes, my ass is against the wall. Would you beg for Joe Alt? I would. Like, come on, man.
You what they're saying about him?
Like, bro, you're not taking Joe Alt, man. Like, I need a lifeline, bro. If I can pull off this Joe Alt, then people are going to respect me.
It would be very interesting to see how that would work out. All right, we got lots of calls to get to. We'll continue with them. The Aaron Rodgers vice president thing.
Got these cheeseburgers, man.
Crazy story that it is something that, yes, we talk about, but we can't take it serious, can we? You're not, are you? You know, we don't want to make much of it, but all you can say about it is this, as we talk Jets. It is so Jets. It is, and that is just the thing. You're a Jets fan. It's just one of those things. How did you react when you first saw the headline? Because I know I facepalmed. I right away went, oh, my God.
I would say this is so Rodgers.
No other franchise has to do this.
I would say this is so Rodgers. Because if he was in Green Bay, it would have been Rodgers. He would have still voted for him and said, hey, I want him if he was there.
But because it's here,
gonna get magnified.
It's just that much bigger. And you know we're all being used. All of us. We're suckers. We're being used. Understand that. Just for the attention and the views and everything else. That's all this is about in the end.
We're not even the good suckers either. We blow pops with the bubblegum in the middle that wear out in 15 minutes. We blow pops.
So we have all your calls, and we will continue to get to them. We have a little hoops hierarchy to get to. Bart, I got a top 5 list for you. Very much on the topic today as well. But again, FanDuel is putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types that include quick bets, live same-game parlays, player props, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Allen and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. 21 older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Usually no news is good news, but that's not the case when it comes to the Yankees waiting for news on the status of Gerrit Cole. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave said no news on Cole is kind of telling.
They're now kicking the tires again on Dylan Cease. Why?
Well, you know why.
Because there's real concern about Gerrit
Cole.
Because
there's real concern. Yeah, that's, I mean, this is usually what happens when you go for an MRI. I mean, you have whatever it is, and then, you know, you'll have your team doctor read it, or even your regular doctor. If it's just a regular person that goes in for an MRI and you see something that, here's my opinion, this is what we should do, and you don't necessarily like the suggestion, well, I'm going to go see someone else and see what they say I should do. And you start seeing experts in certain, you know, whatever the issue is, you're going to see an expert in that issue.
I don't understand what's taking so long, though.
Well, because they're not going to tell you until they figure out what they're doing. You're getting the opinions of the best at what they do in this, in the elbow. And then he'll come to his final decision.
That is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.